Would you give a warm welcome to Rabbi Yuri Korshin from Mykolaiv? I'm going to try to read better today, okay?
Shabbat shalom.
Use this if you want.
No.
Use my mic.
Better this way. I'm so glad to be with you, and please be mercy on my English. Just smile, please. I will be so joyful when you smile, and I will think, oh, you understand everything. So, I want to say shalom and love from our congregation in Mykolaiv, from my wife. I was so glad to see her here also. I almost invite her, come. I miss you for a couple of weeks. And it's so joy for me to be here and to share time with you, because I felt myself like not at somewhere else, but at home, really. And it, for me, it's so big joy to be with Rabbi David and Rebetzin and Sandy, because it's very great time for us to be together. And for me personally, it's big kadima in my life also. We're talking today about when we come every time here, we taking a lot of wisdom and a lot of vision for ourselves. And it's really great to have sharing together a vision to reach Jewish people. It's so wonderful to be together. And I want to tell you that maybe you know already that Mykolaiv congregation was born in Mykolaiv in 1998. It's very long time ago. In old days, after the ministry, during the ministry of Rabbi David Levine and Rebetzin Sandy Levine there in Mykolaiv, so through them, God is give birth to our congregation in Mykolaiv, and they was so big part in our life, and until now, they great part in our life. And from me and from brothers also, I want to say hello to every one of you, because we are feeling ourselves at home, warm. We know almost everybody. We have great feeling in our hearts. And today I want to speak a little bit about crisis in life of people. And I have only 10 minutes, so it means... Okay, I'm sorry. Yesterday it was 20 minutes. Need to be 10, but... Okay, I want to speak a little bit about crisis and about Kadima from the crisis. And today, Torah portion's name, Vayera, it means I reveal myself, I open myself. Could you say to each other, I reveal myself? Sometimes we have difficult times. In our life, sometimes we came to a situation where we very difficult to handle something. Do you have sometimes in your life situations where you feel yourself pressed down and that almost no way out from this situation? I feel sometimes myself this way. And, you know, sometimes things happen that we don't like, we don't want. Sometimes I not choosing my things in my life. I wake up in the morning and something's happened. And, you know, you never wait for evil stuff in our life, you see? You wait for good every time. But sometimes not so good time things happen in our life. And in this time, most important to understand what God thinks about us. What he thinking about this situation? What's his point of view about what's happened with us? So, God for us or he against us? Why it's happened in our life? Why is it? What I did wrong or maybe it's happened? This situation, God, where are you in my life here now when I needed you very much? And please read it, one scripture from Exodus chapter 6 till to 7.
Exodus 6, verses 2 through 7. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, Hashem, I was not known to them. I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage in which they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage. And I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians.
Amen. Let's say amen.
Amen.
You know, what I want to show you this scripture. In that time, in Jewish nation has very hard tribulation, hard pressure situation in their life. And for some people, they no hope at all. You see? Problems are coming. They don't see way out. They live in the reality of everyday pressure on their life. And you know, in reality, only two realities exist. First, it's what enemy wants for us. He wants to press us. He wants to put us to the pressure. Second, what God has for us. Let's say God has for me. So he has great understanding. And when Jewish people look at themselves, they see only problems. They don't see way out from it. But when God looks at them, he saw already their future. He uses this tribulation to bring them to next level of their life. They could not see nothing. They could see only wall in front of them. But God seen their future. Sometimes we could not see our future because we have some problems. We face the wall. What to do next? But you know, God upper. He seen us from heaven. It's a very wonderful story. And he says, I know you. I don't forget you. And even you far away, sometimes we are going from God. Many people are turned away from God. But God loves you so much. And he has so great future for your life. Even if you face difficulties, he has kadima for you. Because he is loving you. Amen. When Jewish people cannot feel nothing, God has plan already for them. This plan does not have anything with our feelings. He is for us. And one more scripture, please. This is Isaiah 49, 13 till 16.
Isaiah 49, verses 13 through 16. Sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have mercy on his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. For I have inscribed you in the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your sons will make haste. Your destroyers and those who laid you waste shall go away from you.
Amen. Sometimes it's our prayer. Yes or no? God, I needed you so much. And you know what he said through this scripture? I am with you. I am not against you. You in front of my eyes. Hallelujah. And sometimes he is speaking to us this, and we need just to hear his voice. When tribulations happen, we could not hear sometimes clearly. And we need to stay still. And, you know, for somebody, it's the end. For somebody, problems is the end of their hopes. It's everything. They're trying to lose their life. But, you know, for godly people, face the wall, it's only a trampoline to future. For people who don't know God, it can be end. But for people who know Yeshua closely, it's only beginning. For me, it's so great. Crisis is not the end. Crisis is only beginning point for future in Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.
Joseph, crisis or not?
Yes.
Prison. Oh, good revelation, prison. But it was jumping for him. Moses, I am too old. I could not go anywhere. I want to die. God, please help me. No, Moses. I will not let you die. Go. 40 more years. Jeremiah, I'm too young, I could not do God. No, you will do it. You can do it, but God can do it. You could not do it, but God can do it through you.
Amen.
And you know, I have only three simple steps what I for my life helped me. First, it's trust God. Let's say trust God. You know, some believers sometimes they acting like not believers completely. They gossiping. They, wow, synagogue is not right. Prayer is not good. Bible says something, I don't know what to do. But you are a believer. I want to ask you, when we need to trust God? When everything okay? What does it mean to trust God? Sometimes it's difficult. This is time we need to trust God. Because if everything okay, why you need to trust God? We need just say hello and thank you. Second, try to keep joy in your heart and peace in your heart. I don't say that you will be joyful when tribulations come in, but try to have joy. Try to find the place of joy and the peace of your heart. This when you can hear His voice, only in peaceful place. Amen. And also, keep in ministry to God. Serve to God, even if you have tribulation. Because through serving to others, you can have way out of your situations. Remember, please, Joseph, when he received freedom, when he began to serve people who was in the prison with him. If he will be not thinking about serving to others, he will never come out from this prison. It's God's way for us to serve in others in this wonderful synagogue you have here. Hallelujah. And, you know, I will be stopped with two short stories. This is two short stories in my life. This take for me half of my life. I will try to take them like two stories. First of all, you see my beautiful wife. She is a gift for me. She one of the best part of me. I'm just under here like somewhere. She's the best. Beautiful and nice spirit, very humble, everything. So when we get married, and after 1 year, she get pregnant, and when she was at, I think, 8 months or 6 months pregnant, doctors find out tumor in her, and it was cancer, very big grown cancer. And I remember when David and Sandy Levine came to us and pray with us there in Nikolaev, and it was very horrible time. Horrible time. I pray a lot. I was crying the night because I love so much her and I could lose my baby. I could not have my son that you see here. And you know, very horrible, very situation. But you know what later? Now I have my son. Amen. He is a miracle for me. Amen. God using this situation, horrible, to bring blessing to my life. Amen. He so much changed my life during this time. Really. I never still the same after it. After sometimes my mother get cancer of kidney, big cancer. And, you know, in that time I pray for her. I repent in all my sins. I'm just, God, please, this sin. Even, I don't know, please forgive me. I want to renew my covenant with you. Save my mother, please. I will serve you more and more and more. And I remember when I go to elevator in the hospital, my mother was in the surgery. God telling me very, very strongly in my heart. I heard His voice. She will be okay. She will be healed. Amen. So big joy come to me. It's float of joy. I can say you, my fellowship with God was changed completely. I begin to know Him personally from these times. When my father has two surgeries on heart and his heart stopped beating a couple times in the hospital. And we walk with my mother. They was not believer. He was not believing at the time. But God is answering our prayers. You know what? Now my father, my mother, mother-in-law, my wife, my son, they sit in my congregation. Amen. You want a breakthrough? Because if you have some difficulties, it's a good opportunity for God to break through. Amen. If you don't have any, avoid breakthrough. But God is for you. He never forget you. And He so much love you. Be in peace. And just belong and upon your trust, upon God. God bless you. Thank you for everything.
You're up. Would you pray right now for people about these three things you said about trusting God?
Okay.
Yura spoke about trusting God and trying to keep joy in your heart and keeping ministering to the Lord when you're waiting for the breakthroughs and you're facing problems. I want him to pray for everyone who wants strength in these areas. So those of you that know you want to trust God more and you're facing obstacles, stand up. Those who want to try to keep joy in your heart, maybe you struggle with that, or have decided you want to keep ministering to God, he's going to pray for you in Russian because there's a stronger anointing in that language. And God, who knows all tongues, will hear his prayers.
Господь, я благодарю Тебя за Твоих детей, Господь, которые на этом месте. Я благодарю Тебя за то, что Ты верен и постоянен, Господь, за то, что Ты спас народ свой, спасаешь сегодня детей своих. Я молю Тебя во имя Иешуа ха-Машиах. Я молю Тебя о вере, о доверии, Господь, для каждого сердца. Я молю Тебя о радости и о шаломе, Господь. Пусть каждый в этом месте, кто сейчас здесь есть, кто нуждается в этом шаломе, в этой радости, пребывает в этой радости, Господь. Помоги нам хранить свои сердца в радости и в шаломе, Господь. И благослови нас на служение Тебе. Покажи нам прямой путь, чтобы мы шли по нему в радости и ликуя перед Твоим лицом. Мы благодарим Тебя за все, Господь. И я благословляю народ Твой. Бешем Иешуа ха-Машиах. Амен.
Амен. You may be seated. Great. You're... And now would you give a warm welcome to Rabbi Victor Valensky from Yevpatoria?
Shabbat Shalom. I am happy to be with you. И дальше я буду говорить по-русски.
Now I will speak Russian.
Потому что, как вы только что узнали, на русском больше помазания.
Because you just found out that Russian has bigger anointing.
Я хочу поблагодарить
I want to say thank you,
Равина
Rabbi
Давида David, и Ребец и Сэнди за все, что они делали на Украине и продолжают делать.
And continuing to do.
У нас были незабываемые семинары в нашей общине с Давидом и Сэнди. И сейчас я тоже повезу домой
And now I also will take with myself to my home
эту атмосферу прорыва.
This, Kadima atmosphere.
Когда мы поклонялись,
When we worshiped,
я ощутил эту атмосферу прорыва.
I felt this atmosphere of breakthrough.
Это атмосфера Руаха Кадош.
This is atmosphere of Ruach HaKodesh,
Духа Святого.
The Holy Spirit.
Он всегда дает прорыв.
He always giving us breakthrough.
Это Дух Всемогущего Бога.
The Spirit of God Almighty.
Дух Воскресшего Машиаха.
The Spirit of Risen Messiah.
Нам очень необходим этот Дух каждый день.
For us, for each of us, this Spirit is very necessary to have each day.
Когда мы собираемся,
When we get together,
поклоняемся,
when we worshiping,
носим свиток Торы,
Bringing the Torah scrolls around.
Это как наш народ обходил стены Иерихона.
It's like our people will go around the Jericho walls.
И стены пали.
And walls will fall down.
И наш народ всегда следовал за Духом Божьим.
And our people always would follow after Holy Spirit.
С самого начала.
From the beginning.
Прорыв – это наше национальное еврейское дело.
Breakthrough is our national thing.
Как наше национальное блюдо рыба фарширована.
Our national dish, gefilte fish.
Как наш язык.
Like our language.
И мы читаем справа налево.
We're reading from the right side to the left side.
Это наше. И
it's our style.
Кадима – это наше.
And Kadima is also our style.
Начиная с Авраама, праотца.
From, starting from Abraham, our forefather.
Бог сказал ему,
Lord said to him,
выходи,
Лех Леха,
делай Кадиму.
Go, do Kadima.
Ты вовлечешь в эту Кадиму множество людей.
And you will involve into this Kadima a lot of people.
Твоих наследников по плоти.
Your children, according to your flesh.
И те, кто присоединится
And
к еврейской
you,
вере
join to the Jewish people.
В единого Бога
to the faith and one true God.
И в Его Мессию.
And in his Messiah.
Даже титул нашего Мессии – Кадима.
And title of our Messiah is also Kadima.
Перец.
Перец.
У Иуды было два сына от Фамари.
Two sons from Famar.
Два близнеца.
Tamar. She had two babies.
И вы помните, сначала появилась рука одного.
And remember, first the arm of one of them would appear outside.
И повитуха обвязала ему красную.
And then they will put the red rope, red kind of rope on his arm.
И рука спряталась.
And arm would go back.
И родился второй.
And then, but second one was born first.
И его назвали Перец.
And they would call him Перец.
Прорывающийся.
Those who will go through.
Делающий невозможное.
That one who will do unthinkable thing.
Делающий неожиданное.
An unexpectable thing.
И Писание говорит,
scripture saying to us,
что у Авраама было два сына.
So that Abraham had also two sons.
Один от рабы, второй от свободной.
One from the slave woman, another from free woman.
Мы so дети we, Исаака.
The, we are children of Isaac.
Мы от Духа.
We are from the spirit.
Рожденная от плоти есть плоть. So
what was born from the flesh is flesh.
Рожденный от Духа
but
есть Дух.
Was birthed from the Spirit is Spirit.
Не силою, не воинством.
Not by power, not by might.
Но Духом Его.
By strength of the wind, but by Spirit of the Lord.
В недельной главе.
In the weekly portion.
Моше говорит, Моше Кадима.
Saying Кадима.
Но народ не послушал по малодушию тяжести работ.
But people would not listen because of the hard works they would do.
В оригинале по малодушию из-за короткого руаха.
And in original this word that we will read like discouragement, it's because of the short spirit that they would have.
И откроем Матфея 26, 41.
Verse 41. Stay awake and pray that you will not be put to the test. The spirit indeed is eager, but human nature is weak.
Наша плоть всегда немощна.
Our flesh always weak.
Но наш дух.
But our spirit.
Всегда бодр.
Always eager.
И Авраам верой возложил Исаака на жертвенник.
And Abraham by faith would put Isaac on the altar.
И Иисус Навин верой вел народ в обещанную землю.
And Joshua would lead by faith his people to the promised land.
И главное ему слово от Бога было.
And the main word that he had from the Lord.
Будь тверд и мужествен.
Be bold and be strong.
Потому что ты народу передашь землю.
Because you will bring my people into the land.
Это призвание нашего народа.
This is the calling of our people.
Быть твердыми и мужественными. И хранить Эрец
Исраэль.
Это был великий прорыв в 48-м году.
Great breakthrough, in the year 1948,
когда опять Эрец Исраэль стал наш.
Again, Eretz Israel belonged to us.
И в 67-м году.
And in the year, 1967,
когда наша вечная столица Иерусалим стала опять в еврейских руках полностью.
Again was belonging to the Jewish hands.
И туда на трон Давида
and, there on the throne of David
придет Машиах.
Will come Машиах.
И Коринфянам
15:55. Chapter 15:55.
Смерть твоя жало.
Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting?
Иешуа.
So Иешуа
совершил величайший прорыв.
Made wonderful breakthrough.
Победил смерть.
He overcame the death.
Победил ад.
He overcame the hell.
И мы находимся в нем.
And we abide in him.
Мы уже находимся в нем по правую руку Отца. Мы живем жизнью прорыва.
So we live a life of the breakthrough.
Мы доверяемся ему каждый день.
Trust to him our lives each day.
Мы смиряемся под его руку крепкую.
We humble ourselves under his arm.
Мы знаем, что если вечером плачь, то на утро будет радость.
We know if we will cry in the evening, in the morning we will rejoice.
И несущий с плачем семена свои будет пожинать с радостью.
Those who will sow the seeds with cry and with tears will reap with joy.
Написано: не тщетен труд ваш перед Господом.
Scripture is saying that your work before the Lord is not in vain.
Труд веры.
Your work of faith.
Труд любви.
A work of love.
Труд терпения.
A work of patience.
Прощение.
A work of forgiveness.
Расширение своего сердца.
That work that we do when our hearts getting bigger.
Для того, что Бог хочет вложить.
Bigger to those things that Lord would like to put into our hearts.
Вы даже не представляете, какие потоки жизни разливаются от вашей общины, от вашего раввина.
You could not even imagine what kind of wonderful streams of life is spreading around from your rabbi and your congregation.
Я никогда в жизни не говорил слово Божье, смотря на воду и на птиц.
I never would speak word of God before where in a place where I could look on the water and this wonderful birds outside.
От вас разливаются реки жизни.
So from you is flowing wonderful rivers of life.
Сильные воды.
Strong waters.
Которые могут смести любую оппозицию.
That could take away any opposition.
Снести любые стены Иерихона.
To take away any walls of Jericho.
Потому что в ваших сердцах
hearts,
и в наших сердцах
also,
Дух Святого Израилева,
Israel,
Дух Иешуа. Когда-то мы приготовили помещение для реабилитационного центра. Был сделан ремонт. И у нас нагло забрали это помещение.
But that place was taken from us by very harsh and rude way.
И я отдал ключи.
So I would give the keys from that place.
Я вышел в открытое поле.
And I went to the open field.
И я молился.
And I prayed.
Господь, твой ход.
Lord, you need to do something.
Если не ты, никто ничего не изменит.
If you would not change anything, nothing gonna change.
Через три дня.
And in the 3 days.
На том месте в поле,
field,
где я просил Бога помочь,
me,
я танцевал со связкой ключей от нашего помещения. У Иешуа ключи.
So, Yeshua has a keys,
ключ Давида.
Keys of David.
И любые двери,
and any doors,
если Бог откроет,
if Lord would open,
никто не закроет.
Nobody will close it.
Thank you very much.
I want Rabbi Victor to pray as well for everyone. If you feel like you've got some walls that need to come down, there's a Jericho in your life and you need a victory, stand up. Victor has this on his heart today. He wants to pray for your victory. And he's going to pray in Spanish. Because that's such an anointed language. Or Russian.
Yeshua amiga. Отец Небесный. Я прошу Тебя, Господь, принеси этот великий дух победы, откровение того, что Ты действительно даешь, Господь, нам победу. Ты всегда даешь своим детям торжествовать в Иешуа Машехе. И ты сказал, не бойтесь никакой трудности, не бойтесь поношения от врагов, потому что для них это предзнаменование погибели, а для вас это предзнаменование победы, Господь. И я благодарю Тебя за вкус этой победы. Я благодарю Тебя за превосходный Дух, Господь Святой, который здесь изливается могущественно, Господь. И пусть это возрастает, Господь. Пусть сюда придут многие и многие потерянные овцы дома Израилева и пьют от Тебя, Иешуа, Господь, и принимают силу и власть, потому что Ты дал власть наступать на змей и скорпионов и на всю силу вражью, и ничто не повредит нам. Бешем Иешуа Хамашиах. Амен.
Спасибо. You can be seated. And now, last but not least, is our dear friend, Rabbi Alexander Papaza from Odessa. Please give him a warm welcome too. And what language will you be speaking in?
I will. Hello. I will speak in the most anointed language. And guess what? What language is it? 1, 2, 3. English. Really, because your country influenced a lot of nations, and really, Rabbi David and Sandy influenced all Messianic movement, and your congregation impacting Odessa, Nikolaev, Evpatoria, and really, our congregation changed a lot when we were last time, 2 years ago. Our congregation dramatically changed after visiting your congregation. So you impacted us a lot. It just changed the pace of our life. And in a good way, by the way. In a blessed way, that we really enjoying Torah reading, we enjoying, and we got clear vision, a vision that helping us to reach Jewish souls and be joyful about it. It's actually a big fight for many of us to be joyful and good doing in work of that Lord giving to us. So I would like to share today a short word from the parasha, but I will not read it. I will just explain it to you. It's a place where you could read that Pharaoh's heart got hardened. So, by the way, dear brother Rick almost took all things that I would like to say, but I will add something to it. Thank you, Rick. So you did wonderful. It's showing again to me that one spirit, one body, and I feel myself like at home. So thank you, Rick. So, and the Pharaoh will harden his heart, and words that I would like to share for us today, it's very short, medicine against hardness of the heart, like medicine. I would like to share what I feel is medicine for me. Maybe it will help you also. Because Pharaoh would harden his heart when he would see way of out of the... when Lord would take little bit, would one plague would be removed, Pharaoh would think, oh, not bad, we could survive. I will harden my heart again. And sometimes we will think the same way. We would have some problem. We will pray, and then, oh, removed. Oh, I will continue to do what I did before. We would not take a lesson. So we will see this example of Pharaoh that would not take a lesson. He will harden his heart after one plague to another plague. And for me, it was interesting to see what is not working in his heart right, that he would not humble himself before the Lord. And sometimes maybe we could feel that we would do some same stupid thing again and again, and we would not humble ourselves before the Lord. And we will go in the cycles, like Peter would say, again and again, we'll return to the place where we would like to return. And for me, it was important what would harden the heart of the Pharaoh And what would help him to get free from this hardness of the heart? Is it interesting for you? Do you? For me too. For me too. So I don't have complete answer. I just will throw some thoughts to think, and I hope it will help to all of us. So this word hardening of the heart, interpreted, is to become strong and to overcome, to prevail. And looks like Pharaoh would, in his heart, would prevail good direction of the Lord. He would prevail by his own desire, his own ambitions, his own agenda. He would feel some relief and will think, Egypt's still alive. I'm still alive. So let's continue to do. I still could, again, to try to be in charge of the situation. Again, to be the man who will lead according to his power. So, and Lord is merciful. He is giving us opportunity to find out his perfect, wonderful will, that he would be able to bless us abundantly. I believe that Lord wanted to bless Pharaoh abundantly, but he lost this blessing. Because Pharaoh before, remember, when Israel would come to Egypt, he would receive Israel people, and through Joseph and through 70s that would come with Jacob, Egypt was blessed abundantly. First of all, they survived. Already blessing. And through ministry of Joseph, all Egypt and many other nations were saved. It's wonderful image of Messiah. Because anything that good is coming into our lives is from him. Amen? Amen? Amen. So he is giving us abundant life when we receiving his authority, when we're receiving his perfect will, that when we follow into it, in this will bless us abundantly. So, and if we want to move in Kadima style of life, we would need to keep our hearts from hardness and to make decisions that are pleased to the Lord, pleasing to the Lord. So, and and beginning of the hardness that I see happening in my life, it's happening when you not doing good things that Lord inspiring you to do. When you overcoming good desires that he is creating in you, good words that he is inspiring you to say, good thoughts that he inspiring you to think. And when you're overcoming it, then you're hardening your heart. Is it understandable? Yeah, good. And let's write one place from the Hebrews. So it looks like many Hebrews here, so we will read. We will read from the chapter 3. By the way, I have only 10 minutes. Please let me know. Hebrews 3:14-15. For we have become sharers in the Messiah, provided, however, that we hold firmly to the conviction we began with right through until the goal is reached. Now, where it says, today, if you hear God's voice, don't harden your hearts, as you did in a bitter quarrel. So we, Lord called us to not harden our hearts, to receive all these good changes, good desires, good thoughts that he is inspiring us to do and think and act on it. And medicine, now is main point, medicine from the hardness of heart. Do you know? Do you want to know what is it? Amen. Me too. So, medicine is to be joyful and inspired by Lord's voice to you. about those things that he showed to you, and to be really joyful about it, not in just inside of your prayer room. Oh, I'm so joyful that you spoke it to me, but be joyful about doing it, what he heard, he said to you. I could imagine Moses when he heard Lord say to him, go save my people. He was really joyful. Do you remember joy of Moshe?
I don't want.
But you see, even from this position, then he started. And what, imagine wonderful stuff happened after it. But if we will approach it in a different way, you heard, go visit that person. He is screaming at you, but you go visit and smile into him and give him a present from your heart. Let's see what's going to be. Let's, like I like on, during the rabbi conference, one person would share story how he would go and help to the neighbor. He will cut the grass. And 6 months, that person would not say anything. But then he would notice and say, did you cut my grass? He said, yes. And he went to the congregation and repented after it. So many such stories. But main fight for us is to be joyful when we hear voice of the Lord. He's speaking to you not to torture you, but to encourage you. Really, to bless you. That his voice will overcome voice of your flesh, voice of your bitterness, voice of your unforgiveness, voice of your past habits that catching you into this poverty, like kind of depression and different stuff that really could kill you, your spirit and your soul and your body actually too. And remember that in Proverbs there is place that word, joyful word is like a medicine. So Lord is speaking joyful word to us. Even if you need to repent, it's joyful word for you. Amen. To repent, it's joyful stuff. Yeah. It's wonderful. Better to repent. And Rabbi David, King David, said that let righteous person will convict me. It's best oil on my head that would be pleasant for me. So, and he was joyful about it. When Nathan would convince him and would rebuke him, he was joyful about it. He cried for a while, but he was joyful that Lord spared his life. So, and let's read from Deuteronomy chapter 28. It's last place that I would like to read. I have more, but I would not continue for sure. 47, 48. You know this place, and really, Lord is encouraging us through Moshe to be joyful about serving the Lord. So 47, because you didn't serve Adonai your God with joy, let's say together with joy, and gladness in your heart, it means in our thoughts, in our feelings, when you had such an abundance of everything, Adonai will send you an enemy against you, and you will serve him. So, and Lord is showing us that really we are in a good place of pleasing him. And we could remember Cain that was would harden his heart against his brother and against voice that he heard from the Lord when he said to him, when you're doing good thing, why you are so sad? If you really want to do good, why are you so in sorrow condition? If you really in a good mood and direction in your life, why not lifting your faith? So, and really, Lord is inspiring us to do to do His will, His desires, this Kadima with joy and gladness. And I remember one time in my life, I would pray to the Lord, Lord, if you would save my parents, I will be most joyful person on the planet. And guess what? He did. He did. And really hard was, father was okay, he received. He was alcohol addicted, so I would visit him, would clean his place because he would not take care of him. And he really was in a bad shape. He had two car accidents. He almost dying. But I would visit him. I remember when I was a student at that time, I would need to... Our family broke apart. Mother left to the north, so my family completely disabled. And I am studying, and I come back to my father to different city, and I need to care for him. But I remember joy of the Lord inside of me, that I could care for him. I would clean after him. And after some months, maybe half year, he really prayed, and he would come from 200 kilometers, even more, to Odessa to worship with us in our congregation. And but when my mother from the north came, you know, there is cold temperature in the north. He was really cold to me. And it was really hard to convince her that, mother, I'm okay. my aunts and different mother's sister, they would say, we lost him. He found Messiah. We lost him. Let's do something about it. And I remember it was a very hard situation for me, and I would go outside to the courtyard and would pray. Courtyard is the right word, yeah? And would pray and would say, Lord, I don't know what to do. My mother is against me. And really, only you could do something. And I asked it for a miracle. So, and on the next day, actually, I would not expect such quick answer. On the next day, my friend is coming, my good friend, he was a medical doctor, he coming to visit me. We didn't see each other for a long time. And my mother standing right next to him and saying to him, Sergei, please convince him that he is wrong, he need to leave Messiah, he go in the wrong direction. And suddenly my mother just shut her mouth and went somewhere. And I did notice it, but then after she would come to me and she said, you know, my son, it will convince you that to believe more and to go in this direction that you're going now, but I need to tell you what I saw. I had night, at the night I had dream from the Lord. And she was completely secular person, unbelieving at all. She said, I standing in a big space, a lot of people there, your eyes could not even see the end of this big crowd. And there is in the middle one person, and I know that that person is directing to the Lord. And I go to him, and I'm thinking, oh, nobody could take me. I was I don't know the word of these people, witchcraft people or different, they would not influence me. Nothing would touch me, my heart. And she really was, she would meet powerful witch people that would try to prophesy to her, will tell future. And she comes into closer to that man, and he would direct her, go to that place. And she went, and she said, when I went there, I feel like, and she never read the Bible, she said to me, I feel like pillar of the fire on me. And I would stand inside of this pillar of the fire, and I experienced such joy, such peace. Then I would start to jump and would scream to people, 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 the Lord existing. Repent to the... I know He exists. So, and And after it, she is my biggest supporter in the ministry. So this is our wonderful story, but you see, very simple. You do what you need to do. Even in a weak position, don't lose hope. Just pray and see what He will do. Amen. Thank you for your wonderful attention.
Can you pray, Rabbi Alexander, for people who have some problems with their families? Resistance from their families. Anyone who needs a breakthrough with your family?
Again, I will use anointed Russian. Is it okay? Okay. Господь, я благодарю Тебя за то, что Ты делаешь в наших семьях. И Ты силен во всякое время совершить великое недоступное. И я молю, Господь, совершай в наших семьях чудеса Твои. И как Ты давал видение моей матери, как Ты спасал моего отца, Боже, спаси наших родственников, воссоединяй семьи, Господи, и прославься через славное имя Иешуа. Я благодарю Тебя за Твое совершенное действие и за Твою победу через то, что мы поверили Тебе и доверились Тебе всецело. Благослови Твой народ, Господь, и соверши Твое великое чудо в отношениях, в семьях, в восстановлении и исцелении отношений в семьях. Бешем Иешуа ха-Машиах. Амен.
Амен. Амен. Спасибо. You can be seated. I want to ask the ushers to come forward to receive a special offering. We want to give a special offering for the rabbis here from Ukraine to support them and their families and to bless them while they're here with us. They need some medicine, some vitamins, and financial support. The economy, you know, all over the world is going through great difficulty, but in Ukraine it's especially very, very difficult. And we want to help them in their time of need. Paul was rejoicing for the congregations that not only would give their tithes faithfully for the support of themselves, but they would set aside money every week that would be sent to those in need, in one case in Jerusalem. But we want to be like that. We want to be a congregation that's not only faithful with tithes, but is faithful to give to others who are in need and to give above and beyond what we could ask or imagine, because God gives to us in that fashion. And so we want to bless them. We want them to be able to purchase the medicines, the vitamins that they need, and to have finances that they need for their families, for basic living expenses as well. So let's pray. Lord, we thank You for our brothers. We thank You for these men who You've raised up to be shepherds for the house of Israel and who faithfully serve You, who rejoice in serving You, who find joy even in times of challenge and difficulty, and they keep Your faith and they see Your victory as they walk in faith. Thank You for speaking to them. Thank You for speaking to us through them and blessing us. And we pray, Lord, that what we give today would be a blessing for them and for their families, and that they would receive this as a blessing from You. We give in Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen. Some of you who want to be able to give and cannot today, you can give at a later date and we will get the money to them. Or if you can only give part of what you want to give today, you can give the rest at a later date and you just designate it for the Ukrainian rabbis and we will get it to them. So, ushers, you can receive the offerings. And I want to tell you also that when we close the service, these three rabbis will be available to pray for anyone who wants prayer. They'll pray for your healing, your breakthroughs in your lives, your encouragement, your power. They're not going to counsel people, so if you need counseling, this is not the time for counseling. And at this time when we're doing prayer, it's not a time just for social gathering with them, but for real prayer and to take advantage of that. At 5 o'clock today, we'll have a Russian service, and they will be speaking and ministering there, so we invite you to come back and participate in that. Some of it will be in Russian, some in English, and in any case, the Spirit of God will be moving, and it will benefit you to participate as well. So let's close with Aaron's blessings. I want to invite my wife to come join me and my beloved friends. Rabbis from Ukraine, please come and stand with me too. Come up. And then when we close, they'll come down and be available to pray with each of you. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai p'navelecha v'yichunecha. Yisa Adonai p'navelecha v'yasemlecha shalom. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep watch over you and protect you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you with all of his favor. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you peace, his peace, in the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Shabbat shalom. Come and receive prayer.